Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. Today's Daf is Pesachim Kaf Aleph. We are on Kuf Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom of the Amud. Says the Gemara on that last word of that third line from the bottom, Oysam b'nei Adam shekitchu b'beis haKnesses. What happens to those fellows who did Kiddush in Shul? Rashbam will explain for us. The Shliach Tzibur would make Kiddush on Friday night, on Yom Tov night, in Shul. Now, people heard that Kiddush in Shul. What happens now when they go home? Amar Rav Yidei Yain Lo Yotzu. They were not Yotzi the Bracha on Yain. Although they heard the Bracha, Boyer Pri HaGofen, they actually drank some wine in Shul. But then when they leave Shul and they arrive at home, the fact that there was a Shinui Mokim, a change of location, a change of venue, that creates a Hesach Hadas. The fact that you're in a new environment, that creates a diversion of mind, so to speak, and is considered a new eating experience or drinking experience, which requires a new bracha. Amarav, Yidei Yayin LeYotzu. When they go home, they have to make a new bracha, Boyer Pri HaGofen. Yidei Kiddush Yotzu. However, says Rav, they were Yotzei Kiddush. Although they weren't eating in Shul, they were going to have their suda at home, in a different location. The fact is, you do not have to have the Kiddush in the same location as the suda. Rav holds, you don't need Kiddush Mokim Suda. Since he said Kiddush in Shul, he heard Kiddush in Shul, that is sufficient. Let's take a look at the Rashbam. If you count 13 lines from the bottom of the Amid, we see the words, Shekitchu Beis HaKnesses. Says Rashbam, Hu Kiddush Shemekadesh Shliach Tzibur B'Leil Shabbosos V'yavim Toivim Beis HaKnesses. This was the Kiddush which the Shliach Tzibur would make in Shul on the nights of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Says Rav, Yidei Kiddush Yotzu. They were Yotzu Kiddush. Afal Pish Lo Yishosu, even though perhaps they didn't even drink. The Kaimelan, that Mekadesh, Tzorach Sheyotayim. Because we learn, Gemara tells us that although the Mekadesh has to make a te'imah, has to taste the wine. Im Leitom, Ela Echad Mehem, Yotzu Kulon Dechay Vosim. Says Rashbam, even if anybody listening there, taste of the wine, that's enough, and they were all yoytzi. K'demucha be'ervin, b'shilu b'kol ma'arvin, as the Gemara in Ervin tells us. Umiyu l'chatchilo, says the Rashbam, tzorach sh'yitmu kulam. L'chatchilo, you meant to taste the wine of the Kiddush. That's why by the Kiddushim and Shul, they try to pass around the wine. L'chatchilo, everybody who was yoytzi Kiddush is meant to actually drink some of the wine. In any case, this is what happened. There was Kiddush and Shul, and somebody was tayim. Continues the Rashbam, v'leitzrichin sula k'dusha b'beisam. They were yaitze. They don't need to make kiddush again at home. D'loy boy rav kiddush mokem suda. According to Rav, you do not have to have kiddush taking place at the location of the suda. Hilkach afagav d'loy achli v'esakness es nafki. Therefore, even if they don't eat their suda in shul, they were yaitze kiddush. However, yidei yayim l'yotzu. What does that mean? Shem yesh lehem yayin b'beisam lishtos. If they have some more wine at home that they're going to drink, chayov and levarach boir pri hagofen, they have to make the bracha again. She'enam b'turin b'berchas hakoyis shoshtiyas yayin sheshosu beis haKnesses. They're not exempt from the bracha of hagofen due to the fact that they heard hagofen and they actually drank in shul. Mi'achas she'akru mim koymon. Since they left that location, da'avali hesach hadas. So the chiddush here is, Rabbi Yechon is going to disagree. The Chiddush here is, according to Rav and Shmuel, that even if you just have a location change, even though you still intend on drinking more, so you didn't actually divert your mind, but the mere fact that you had a change of location, you're now in a new environment, it's considered a new masa achil, new masa shtir, a new experience. It's considered like Hesach Hadas. V'tzorach levarach, and a new bracha is required. Continues Rashi. But typically, when one makes Kiddush in his home, right before his meal, he makes the bracha of Kiddush, Hagofen, and then would like to drink some more wine during the Suda. Of course, there's no need to make a bracha again. Because the bracha recited on the wine before Suda exempts the wine within the Suda as well. Because Umukla b'gemara. The Gemara interprets that to mean to refer to b'shabbos yom tovim hoyil v'adam kaveh dos al yayin on Shabbos and Yontov, when wine drunk during the meal is a common occurrence. The bracha recited on the yayin before the meal automatically includes and incorporates any wine drunk during the meal as well. So again, getting back to Rav, he heard Kiddush in Shul, says Rav, he's Yaitzeh Kiddush, even when he goes home, he does not have to repeat Kiddush again. But Birchas HaYayin, if he'd like to drink more wine at home, the fact that there was a change of venue, a Shinui Mokim, requires a new bracha on that Yayin. Continues the Gemara on the bottom line, Ushmuel Amar Afidei Kiddush Lo Yatsu. According to him, the fact that they heard Kiddush in Shul doesn't help that much, because there was no Su'uda in Shul. And according to Shmuel, you need to have Kiddush b'makayim se'uda. Let's take a look at Rashbam here, on top of the Omen on Kuf Aleph. Of course, it's not really on top, that's Rashi, but down about 15 lines from the top, which says Rashbam. Afi de Kiddush layotsu explains to Rashbam, where do we get this concept from, that Kiddush needs to be makayim se'uda? He gives us two reasons. Kiddush farshinan, time melekame. As the Gemara soon will tell us, why would they not yaitze kiddush? Because in kiddush el b'makim suda, kiddush needs to be in the same location as the suda. Has to precede the suda. The suda follows kiddush. D'chsiv v'karas l'shabbos oynig. And this is the pasuk where we learn the concept of suda shabbos from. Oynig is the suda shabbos, and therefore the drasha to medrash b'makim shata kiru l'shabbos v'karas l'shabbos means the place where you call. Shabbos, where you call down the Kedusha, you summon the Kedusha of Shabbos through Kiddush, Kolei Makriya the Kiddush, Shomtei Oynik. In that same location, the Oynik should take place. The Oynik, the Suda, is meant to follow the Kiddush. Umidrashu. So according to this Pshat and Rashbam, Kiddush needs to precede the Suda. The Suda needs to follow the Kiddush. That gives an added element of Chashivas to the Suda, and that's how the Chacham will massacre the Kiddush. It's meant to set the tone for the Suda that follows. Inami, another Pshat, said the Rashbam, Svari. It's a plain, simple Svar. Why? Why do we need to have the Kiddush take place b'makim Suda? Midi'ik ba Kiddush al Yayin. Since Chachamim, when Mesakin, that Kiddush is meant to take place with wine, Kiddushan al-Kaman, Zechrei al Yayin. No minatoy, you don't have to have wine. Any type of mentioning of Shabbos is considered Kiddush, but Midi Rabbanon, you meant to give it prominence. Kiddush should be al hayayin. Therefore, mistama al hayayin shabishas suda hukpa dechashev. Rashbam says it's logical to say that when the Chacham decided to incorporate wine into Kiddush, what type of wine was needed? Not just a random drink, rather wine which is connected and identifies with a suda. It has prominence. It's a mealtime wine. Therefore, you need to have Kiddush b'malkim suda, so that the Kiddush is done with wine that's suda related, which gives it chashivas and prominence. And these two svaris, says Rashbam, are the basis for Shmuel's requirement of Kiddush b'malkim suda, continues Rashbam, el en Kiddush b'malkim suda, v'im Kiddush lo yisad. Since Kiddush needs to be b'malkim suda, suppose a person made Kiddush without a suda. In that same place, he wasn't Yotzei Kiddush, he has to repeat that Kiddush with Mokim Sud. So in conclusion, we have Rav and Shmuel. They both seem to agree that when it comes to the Birchas HaGofen, of course you have to say it again, because the Shini Mokim creates that interruption, that Nesach Hadas, as Rashbam called it, which requires a new bracha of Hagofen when he gets home. But when it comes to Kiddush, Ramachlik, Rav says, you're Yaitzeh Kiddush. You don't need to have Kiddush Mokim Suda. Apparently, Rav holds that Kiddush is a separate entity from Suda, doesn't relate necessarily to Suda, notwithstanding the fact that there is Chashivas to Kiddush Mokim Suda, but Kiddush is really a separate entity. It's an independent thing. You can have Kiddush in Shul, your Suda at home. According to Shmuel, Kiddush needs to be Mokim Suda, as Rashbam explained, the two reasons. Continues the Gemara on top of the Yomit. According to Rav, that you yaitze Kiddush in Shul, why would somebody have to do Kiddush again at home? To exempt his family. But of course he himself was yaitze by listening to Kiddush from the Shamas in Shul. Ushmol lamalig l'kedushiv eknishta. Now, according to Shmuel, conversely, according to Shmuel, you weren't yoytze in shul, so why was he making kiddush in shul? Lafuki urchim yidei chayivasim. The point was to exempt the urchim. The achlu veshasu veganu beknishta, who eat, drink, and sleep in the shul. Of course, Tosis points out that they wouldn't sleep eat and sleep in the shul, rather than the chadorim shayusmuchim zaknesas, the annex, the rooms next to the shul. In any case, according to Shmuel, that's the point of the Kiddush in Beis HaKnesset, to be mitzi the guests who have nowhere to go, and this is their place, this is their Mokam Seuda. In fact, in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down that they would make Kiddush in Shul. There's a Shiloh as to what happens when there were no Erchem. You know, for a fact that there's nobody there that needs the Kiddush. Everybody's going home after davening. Shulchan Aruch says, better not to make Kiddush. The Mogen Avraham actually says, our minig is yes to make Kiddush. I remember growing up next door to this old-time shul where the Shamas would get up after Meirev on Friday night, you make Kiddush, and us kids would run up and get those little bechers of grape juice, but didn't seem, I don't remember that there were any Urchim that really needed the Kiddush. So this is in line with Shitas Mogen Avraham, that once that minig was established, that the Shamas would make Kiddush in shul, the minig was maintained even when there was no really practical benefit for that Kiddush. I was actually speaking to my Chavrusa today, the chaplain, Rabbi Weiss, who used to be a rabbi in Binghamton. He said in his shul, they discontinued the minig because there were no Orchim. So each makim has its own minig. What you do when there are no Orchim left to benefit from this Kiddush and shul. In any case, getting back to the halacha here, when there was a shini makim, all agree you have to redo the bracha. What about the Kiddush? Rav says, there's no need to redo. Shmuel says, there is a need to redo. Why are you going to Rav? Would you make Kiddush at home? To be mighty to your family. According to Shmuel, why would you make Kiddush in Shul? To be mighty the Urchim. Continues the Gemara. V'az the Shmuel Tamei, and Shmuel is in line with his Shita. Damar Shmuel in Kiddush el Mokim Suda. Yes, indeed, Kiddush has to be together. One continuous experience with the Suda. Sovereign Mina. Now, the Bnei Yeshiva figured, you need to have the same makim. What is considered same makim? What is considered a change of location? Hani mili mibayis labayis. Gemara figured, this is only a concern when you're actually going from one house to the other. You make kiddush in this house or in the shul, and then going to the other house. That's considered an extreme change of location, and therefore does not constitute kiddush makim sudo. You have to redo kiddush. But perhaps, if you're alternating between two places, two rooms within a house, two rooms or two floors, since it's all within the same structure, perhaps that's called Kiddush Mokim Suda. You can have Kiddush in this room and eat the Suda in the other room. So he responded to them. He said, no, even that's considered a Shini Mokim, and according to Shmuel, the Kiddush is ineffective. And he said like this, in fact, I have first-hand knowledge. Zimnin Sagin, many times, I was present before Shmuel, and I observed the following. V'nachas mi'igal ara. He first came down from the roof, or from the second floor, down to the first floor. And then, v'hadar mekadosh, and then he made Kiddush. Rather than making Kiddush up on top and coming down for the Suda, apparently, even this slight change of location within the same structure is considered a shini makim, and you're not makayim the concept of kiddush makim suda. V'af Rav Huna savar and kiddush makim suda, Rav Huna also concurs with this halacha that kiddush needs to take place the same makim as the suda. How do we know? The Rav Huna kaddish, what happened was Rav Huna made kiddush. V'is'akru le'shrag, and his lamp tripped and the flame went out. It was dark. So what did they do? V'ayli was still before Hisuda Shabbos. He needed some light. V'ayli le money. They transferred his utensils, his dishes, his kalim, lebei gnane, the rabba bray, to the base hachupa of his son Rabba, where there was a celebration going on. There was some candles there. It was all lit up. The havashraga, there was candles there. V'kaddish and Rav Huna, although he already made kiddush in his place, repeated Kiddush again, v'tam idi, and then sat down to have his meal. Al makasavar and kiddush al makam suda. Apparently, kiddush needs to take place together with the suda. Vaf Rabba savar and kiddush al makam suda. Rabba also holds of this concept. How do we know? Domar bai. Kiyavino beimar. When we spend time, we were Shabbos by our teacher, by Rabba. Abai was a Talmud of Rabba. This is what took place. Kiyav mekadosh, when he would make kiddush, and we would hear the kiddush. Amarlan, he would tell us before we would leave. We'd hear kiddush and head back to our hosts. He would say, 1 second, stick around for a while. Te'imu midi, go and have something to eat. Dilma, adas lisa lushpiza. He took care of us. He says, I'm concerned about you. Come have a meal here. You had kiddush. Make sure to eat something. Why? Perhaps dilma adas lisa lushpiza. Perhaps by the time you get back to your shpiza, to your place of dwelling, to your host, Miss Akra Lahushraga, perhaps your candle will have gone out. You'll come there, it's going to be pitch black. You won't be in the position to have your meal. You know, the Gemara says, the Gemara in Yuma actually says that Abaye was the one who says that a person should seek to have his meal in with light, because the Gemara says you enjoy your meal better in daytime or in light. The Gemara actually says that a summa, blind man, doesn't really have much enjoyment from his food. So when you see it, it arouses your appetite and you enjoy it more. So perhaps it's very fitting that Rabbi was concerned that Abaye would find that his abode would be dark. He would skip the meal for tonight. He would prefer to push it off to tomorrow. Taisa says you can do that. You can have, if you skip the Friday night meal, you can have 3 meals tomorrow, wash 3 times tomorrow, and this way you have your 3 sudas. So perhaps you'll go back home. By the time you get there, it'll be dark. And you'll choose not to have your meal tonight. And you won't have your kiddush in that place, in the Beis Achila. And even if you choose just to go to sleep without a meal, that's fine. But what happens to kiddush? You will not yotze kiddush. Ubekiddusha dehochel nafkisu. The kiddush that you heard over here, the kiddush that I said, and you were yotze, you weren't really yotze. The ain't kiddush al makam suda. So apparently Rabbah also holds that this concept that kiddush only works in makam suda. Therefore he told him, look, sit down to have something to eat. Have your suda here. In which case your kiddush will be related to that suda. You'll be yotze kiddush just in case you get home and things won't work out for you. Interesting, Tosfos is medayik. Tosfos says that te'imu midi actually means te'imas lechem. And it brings a raya from the Gemara Shavuos that for kiddush makim suda, you need to have a true meal, a sudas lechem. And he says that even if you say that mezoinis would work for a Shabbos suda, that's only for suda shlishis, but not for the night time or daytime meal, standard meals. And he says, because why? Because shem ikar kavod Shabbos. Because the two main meals, Friday and morning, is the ikar sudas. You know, olden days only had 2 meals a day. They didn't have breakfast, lunch, and supper. 2 meals a day, one night, one day. So the night and day are the ikar kavod Shabbos, the main primary sudas of Shabbos, which require true lechem, a true suda. Mezonos can only work for suda shlishis. Therefore, says Tosfos, when it comes to the halacha that kiddush needs to be makam suda, the kiddush needs to be followed with a te'imas lechem dafka. Now, halacha lemaisa, actually, the other shitas disagree. They hold that even a mezonos can work for kiddush makam suda. And the minhag ha'olam is to be mekel. We see the kiddush and shul. People make kiddush and they have their mezonos to be mekayim kiddush makim suda. But I actually noticed, I did notice some people are machmer, like these shittas, that even for kiddush makim suda, you need to have a true suda, sudas lechem. But I saw an interesting thing today that although some people are mekel, the minhag ha'olam is to be mekel, but you'll find that some people, when they come back home, will make kiddush again in advance of their sudas lechem. This way, their mekayim shittas ha'toisus, that their suda will precede a true, that the kiddush will precede a true suda of sudas lechem. In a case, bringing it back to the Gemara, Abai tells us that according to Rabba as well, kiddush needs to be makam suda. So we have Shmuel, we have Rav Huna, we have Rabba. In fact, Tosfos earlier tells us that the halacha lemaisa is that kiddush is only effective with makam suda. Now he also points out that if it's in the same room, we call it mipina lapina. You make kiddush in one side of the room and you have the yesud in the other side, that's also okay. That's also fine. That's that comes to you some Shabbos Hagadol, sometimes you make kiddush on one corner and yesud in the other corner of the room where you have your protection from the crumbs or whatever. So that would be okay because it's really both the same room. The Gemara is only speaking about changing rooms or changing buildings. But within the same room, that would be fine. In any case, we see that Shmuel, Rav Huna, and Rabba all agree that Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makim Suda. Asks the Gemara, Eini, is that so? That Rabba holds of this halacha. Va'amar Rab Abaye, didn't Abaye tell us? Kol Mili Demar, Mar is again his master, his Rebbe Rabba, in all his ways, in all his practices, have a Ovid Kirab. He would follow Rav's opinion. Now, what does Rav hold? You don't have to have Kiddush B'Malkim Suda. You can be Yotze Kiddush and Shul eat at home. Sabai says that Rav would follow Rav Shita in all matters. Levar Mahani Tlast Ovid Kishmuel, except for the following things, which he would follow Shmuel. One was matirin mebeged lebeged. Suppose you go and you buy a beged for your tzitzis without the strings attached, and you want to transfer the tzitzis strings from your old beged to the new beged. Shmuel says you can do it. It's not considered a neglect, a bezoyin on the former beged. You're transferring it to the new beged, as Tosafot says, that you want to use for the mitzvah. That's okay. Umadlikim b'ner l'ner. You can transfer a flame from one Chanukah lich to the other. You can do it directly. That's not considered a bezoyin. That's okay. V'alocha k'Rav Shimon b'Greir, when we follow Rav Shimon's shita when it comes to dragging something on Shabbos, dragging something over earth, and even though there's a concern about creating a charitz, a furrow, which is a melach of chirish, the sandi Rav Shimon oimer geirir adam mito kise v'safsel. One may drag a bed, a chair, a bench on earth, v'Shabbos, uvashli is gavin lasis charitz. Provided he has no kavan, no intent to create a charitz, Rav Shimon holds davar shein v'skavin is mutter, and Rabba followed Shmuel Shita when it comes to these three items. Okay, apparently when it comes to everything else, he followed Rav. Rav holds, you don't need Kiddush B'Malkim Se'uda. So how could Abaye tell us that? Yeah, Rabba was Makbid on Kiddush B'Malkim Se'uda. Says the Gemara, Kechumrei de Rav Avavid. When we say that Rabba followed Rav in all areas, it was regarding his chumris, he was machmer like Rav. All over, except for these three cases where he was maker like Shmuel. But kikulei de Rav lo'eva of it. But he wouldn't necessarily follow the kulei, the lineages of Rav, such as that you don't need kiddush b'makim suda. So at this point in the Gemara, we have kiddush and shul. He hears kiddush there, but then he goes home. Both Rav and Shmuel agree, if you want to drink some wine at home, it was a shini mokim, which creates hesach hadas, which necessitates a new bracha on wine. When it comes to kiddush, b'machlekes, Rav says, you yaitze kiddush. Even if it was not mokim suda, kiddush is independent of the suda. Shmuel says, ein kiddush el mokim suda. You have to have kiddush again at home. And the suda immediately following that kiddush. Continues the Gemara. For Rabbi Yechon Amar, here comes a kiddush. Af yideyayin nami yatsu. These fellows who heard kiddush and shul, and then they went home to drink more wine, they don't have to make birchas hayayin. They were yaitzei with the bari prekafen and shul. Rashbam explains, because he wasn't Masiach Das. He's walking home and he knows he's going to have some more wine at home. Despite the fact that there was a change of venue, a change of location, that doesn't create a new drinking experience. According to Rabbi Yechon, it's considered one continuous drinking experience and does not require a new suit, a new bracha on the wine. V'az Rabbi Yechon Tameh, Rabbi Yechon follows his sheet, Rabbi Chanan, Bar Abaye, Omar Rabbi Pedas, Omar Rabbi Yechon, Echad Shini Yain. Whether he changed the wine, he got a new bottle of wine, it doesn't need a new bracha Of course, Rashbam and Tosis point out you need to have a new bracha of an account on occasion of the new wine, Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. But you don't have to make a new Bar Priya Gofen just because a new bottle of wine or barrel of wine was delivered to the table. Ve'echad shimi makim. Ein tzorach levarach. Likewise, if you change locations in the middle, there's no need to make a new bracha. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, not only with a Yetzi Kiddush and Shul, he follows Rav Shita, Kiddush and Suda, two independent entities. But even when it comes to the bracha on the Yain, there's no need to repeat that again. Meisei, on a Kashmar Brais, Rabbi Yochanan, Shini Mokim Tzorach Levarach. Shini Yain Ein Tzorach Levarach. True, you have a different type of wine which arrives at your table, you don't need to make a new bracha on a Gofen, because you're still at the same location. But the Shini Mokim, if you find yourself in a new house, Tzorach Levarach, you need to make a new bracha. Indeed, this is refutation on Rabbi Yechna. Continues the Gemara, Yosef Rav Adi Bar Avin, Kameid Rav Chizdi. Rav Idi Bar Avin was sitting in front of Rav Chizdi. The Yosef Rav Chizdi V'Ka'ama Meshmeid Rav Huna. Rav Chizdi was sitting and saying over the halacha in the name of Rav Huna. Ha the Amris, Shinu Mokayim Tzorach Levarech. This that we say. If a person has a change of venue, he says his bracha here and continues eating elsewhere, you need to make a new bracha. That's only said when he changes locations, for real. He said his bracha in this room and he resumes eating in the next room. That's called a true change of location. If he's simply changing from one side of the room to the other, there's a girsa that says, Tesis brings a girsa, mipina lapina, from one corner of the room to the other, that's not considered a significant change of location, and there's no need to repeat your bracha. Amalei Rav Idi Bar Avin. He was sitting in front of Chizda and he overheard this halacha, and he said to him, Hachi taninalei, we actually learned this very halacha, b'masnisa, the day Rav Hinnok and the Braisa taught in the Beis Medrash Rav Hinnok. V'amalei, some say it was masnisa, the day Bar Hinnok, and the Braisa taught in the Beis Medrash Bar Hinnok, kava seich. Exactly as you said, simply changing from one side room to the other, that's not considered a significant relocation, does not require a new bracha. So what was Rav Huna's point? Rav Chizda was quoting Rav Huna, changing from one side room to the other is not considered shini makom, no new bracha is required. He was simply trying to teach us something taught in a braisa. What's the chiddush? Masnisa kamashmalon? Rav Huna masnisa l'shmiyalei. He didn't hear the braisa. Rashbam explains that Amiroim very often did not hear a braisa. It wasn't something which was necessarily commonly known. And therefore, he taught the halacha, although we actually found it stated in a braisa as well. So that was the first story, that Shini Mokim is referring to a true Shini Mokim, a real drastic change of location. But if it's just one side of the room to the other, that's not considered. V'su Yosef Rav Chizda. Again, Rav Chizda was sitting. V'ka'ama Meshmei D'Nafshei. This time he was saying over his own original halach. Ha, the Amris Shini Makim Tzorach Levarach. This is what we say. That when there's a Shini Makim, a new bracha is required. Lo Yamaran, that's only said by very specific foods. Ela B'dvorim She'ein Tu'unin Bracha L'Achareyim B'mkayman. It only refers to things like her eights, ha adama shahakol, which don't necessarily require that their bracha achroina be said at the original location, at the location of the achila. For instance, a person makes shahakol here, walks outside, he can make his bar nefashis outside. There's no need to return to the original location. Aval dvorim hatunim bracha achroim b'mkayman. But when it comes to more chashuva foods, like shiva saminim, in which case you have to go back to your original makom achila to make your bracha achrona. These are foods of significance. These are prominent ma'achalim. When you eat mezainis, you've established your place yourself in this makom. This becomes your makom achila. It's a chashuva eating experience. And the bracha achrona as well has to be recited in this makom. To walk outside, I have to come back to make the bracha achrona. In this case, says Rav Chizda, ein tzorach levarach. If you made a mezainis, and you started eating here. You relocated to another house. You resumed eating the mezonos. You don't have to make a new bracha. Why? My time? The answer is lekiva kamahadar. Because he is resuming his initial kriyas. What does that mean? Since you have to come back here in any case, you're still tied to your original location. Although he went out for a walk, he has to come back. He has to make the bracha achrona in the original location. At the imakim achila, where he initiated the achila. So although he relocated to another place, since he's still going to come back, he's on his way back. He's still within that. He's still taking part in that original eating experience. It's not considered a termination, a hefsek, of that initial achila, because he's still coming back to make his bracha achrona. So wherever he is at the moment, we consider it to be part and parcel of that same original eating experience. So if Chizkiah tells the Chiddush, when it comes to the halacha that shini makim requires a new bracha, that's only by her aids. Hadama shahakal, things that don't need necessarily to have their bracha achrona said at the makim achila, at the initial, at the original makim achila. So he made her aids here, he ate something, and walked out to a different place. Since he doesn't really have to come back, he can do his bracha achrona elsewhere, then we say the original achila was hufsak, was interrupted. When he continues eating elsewhere, it's a new ma'isa achila, it's a new eating experience, and new bracha is required. But in the case where he has to come back to make his bracha achrona, it's considered as though he's still taking part in that eating experience, and anything that he eats, even elsewhere, does not need a new bracha rishon. That's of Chizkiah's chiddush. Let's take a look at the Rashbam inside, who explains this for us. If you take a look at the Rashbam, we have the narrow lines on top, then it widens a bit. So you drop down to the fourth wider line, not only on the bottom, but the medium wide lines. The fourth wide line, you'll see the words, B'dvarim she'enon t'unim bracha l'chreimim k'aymim. Says Rav Chizkiah, only when it comes to these items, k'goin mayim, my peiris, she'enon t'unim bracha chashuv v'nei atzmo. It's interesting, the Rashbam explains the difference for us. Why is it so that when it comes to peiris, mayim, you don't have to make the bracha achrona in their original location? Rashbam explains that these things are not important enough food items. Unlike the Shiva Salmina, which have added prominence, mayim, peiris don't need their own specific bracha. It's a general bracha. It's sort of a generic bracha for all these items. This indicates that the achila of these things doesn't really have the same importance. It's not the same level achila as a burnim in a mezoinis, as a hamoitzi. You see from the bracha achrona that the achila doesn't really carry such great importance. And that's why a general bracha achrona can be applied to peiros, to yerakos, to mayim equally. And being that that's the case, that leads us to the next halach. Hilchach ein tzorach levarach b'mkayim achrayim. That's why, says Rashbam, that is the reason why you don't have to necessarily come back to do the bracha achrayim here. It's a good idea to do so before you leave, so you keep it in mind. But if a person finds himself in a different place, oops, he forgot to make a bracha achrayim, you can do the burn first where he is. Because we're not speaking about things which connect to their location. They're snacks. They don't have the same level, the same eating experience as the mezoinis, as the hamaitzi, and therefore the bracha achrona can be said anywhere. The achila doesn't necessarily relate, doesn't necessarily connect to the place where they were actually eaten. That seems to be the point of the Rashbam. In any case, when it comes to these types of foods item, the vade kivin the amad v'halach makam acha. Therefore, says Rechizda, since he doesn't necessarily have to come back to the bracha achrona here, the assumption is when he got up, left, went to a different place. Amidasei zuyi gemar sodasei. The fact that he got up and left, that's considered a conclusion to the suda. His eating experience has just terminated. Was just interrupted. It's finished. It's done. V'achsudachriti. And when he continues eating elsewhere, it's considered a new suda, a new eating experience. V'tzaruch l'varach b'tchil. And that's why it's to make a new bracha when he gets to the new location. Avo says the Rashbam, Dvor matun bracha achreim im kaiman. Kuloimar. Bracha chashuv v'fnei atzmon. These items which require that their bracha achreina be said at the initial makam achil, if they come back to do the bracha achreina. And the Rashbam points out, it's a bracha chashuva b'fnei atzmon. It's a unique and specific bracha, specific to this food. Ala mechia, ala eitz, bracha samazayin. What does that show you? It shows that these things have prominence. They're considered eating at a higher level. It's a more prominent eating experience. And that relates to its makam. I'm eating here. I'm establishing that achila right here. And that's why you have to come back here to make the bracha achreina. Tzrich mem kaimen, kyon shiva saminim, the ispu bracha achas me sholish. Hoiv labich achrein, v'alach makim achar. Lisoit. Says Rashbam, since you have to come back to do the bracha, if you happen to leave and go elsewhere, al das kvius harishayin halach. Levorich bracha achas hashtein. Just because he left, it's temporarily, he has to come back. His mindset is, I'm going to eventually go back and make the bracha achreina on everything that I ate. And based on this svara, there's no need to make a bracha before he continues eating at the new location, because it's all one continuous eating experience. Ma'achar shamina, says Rashbam, we conclude from this, the Mishnah there speaks about a person ate and forgot to make a bracha achreina, finds himself in a different location. We learn from there that l'chatchila you meant to make a bracha right here and now before you leave. B'shivas haminin mayri. It's only referring to shivas haminim. The ikka k'ein brachas hamazayin brachach richta v'chashivus amein shalish. It only refers to the brachas hamazayin or shivas haminim, which have a bracha achas amein shalish, a long bracha which is really an abridged version of brachas hamazayin. It's a bracha chashuva. These things are achilos chashuvos, which relate to their makim, and the bracha on them has to be recited at the makam achil. Says Rav Chizkiya, when it comes to these items, since he's going back home, anything that transpires, even at the new location, relates back to the original makam achila, and is considered one continuous achila. Lekivei kamahadar kolayim adasu derishanu oichel. The achila is with the mindset that it's connecting to the previous achila. It's merely a conclusion of the initial mas achila, and therefore, says Rav Chizkiya, there's no need to make a new bracha. Let's go back to the Gemara. Says Rav Chizkiya's chiddush, although shini makim necessitates a new bracha at the new location, but that's only when it comes to eitz, hadama, shahakal, will be considered as a new mas achila. When it comes to mezoinos or shivas haminim, brachas hamazon, since you need to go back home to make that bracha, anything that happens along the way is considered part of the same experience. And therefore, no new bracha is required. For Rav Sheshes Amar, no. Echad zeh v'echad zeh tzorach levarach. Whether these types of foods or this types of food, it doesn't matter. You need to make a new bracha if there was a shinui in makom. So at this point in the Gemara we had Rabbi Yochanan who said that a shinui makom doesn't need a new bracha. The Gemara refuted the Gemara is the Kashma Braisa. I said to you, to Rabbi Yechanan, that Halacha follows the other shittas, Rav, Shmuel, Rav Chizda, Rav Sheshes, that a shini makim is mechayiv a new bracha. However, said the Gemara, we have some limitations. A shini makim is only if it was a real shini makim. He really relocated, but if it's just two sides of the same room, that's not called a shini makim. Rav Chizda tells us a chiddush. It only applies to food items that don't need a bracha chashuva and don't relate to their makim, in which case you can make the bracha anywhere, bracha chreina anywhere, and therefore if he leaves his place and he continues eating elsewhere, it's considered a new ma'as achila and a bracha is required. But if we're speaking about things that require returning to make the bracha achrona, anything that happens until he comes back is considered one continuous mas achila, and no new bracha is required if Sheshes disagrees. He says, whether we're speaking of it, adama shahakal, mezoin, it doesn't matter. You change your location, a new bracha is required. Meisvei says, the Gemara, we have a kash on Rav Chizkiya from our brais. Bnei chabura shayu mesubin lishtos. We have this group of fellows sitting and drinking, actually reclining, mesubin. And va'akru ragleyan, they lifted themselves up, they uprooted themselves from this place. Lotzeis likras chosan o likras kala. They heard a wedding outside, they went out to Mekai and the mitzvah simcha tas mekala. Kashayin yoitzin en tunin brachal mafre. On the way out, they don't have to make a bracha achrona. Kashayin chayzrin, likewise, when they return, ein tunin bracha lachatchila. There's no need for them to make a bracha before they continue their meal. But medvel mamur, when is this said? When do we say that their su'udah was not interrupted by the fact that they left the area? That's only sheinichu sham zaken echayla. They left somebody behind, a zaken, a chayla, who was unfit to go dance at a chasen mekal. Left somebody behind. He holds on to the su'udah status, even for them as well. Since there's somebody left behind at the table, the fact that they left is not considered a termination of that su'udah experience, and they can come back and resume their meal without any bracha concern. Suppose there was nobody left behind. Everybody went out to the chasen mekal. What happens now? When they leave, on the way out, they have to make a bracha l'mafreya, bracha achrona. When they come back, tunin bracha l'chatchila. So make a new bracha before they continue eating. So these are the words of the Brais. Let's analyze. What type of meal, what type of achila were they involved in? Midiktana okru raglein. The fact that the Brais describes them as okru raglein, they uprooted themselves. Apparently they were well established in their location. What were they partaking in? Something which relates to the place. Something which needs a bracha achrona in this makom. Mechlal, apparently, the bedvarim ha'tu'unin bracha l'achrein b'mekayim haskinah. They were engaged in drinking wine, which is one of the Shabbos Hamina, which needs a bracha achrona in its place, in the makom achila. Still and all, what does the Braisa say? Why, when they left and returned, don't they need a bracha? It's only because they left somebody behind who maintained the su'udah for them. It's only because they left the zaken echayla behind. Who do we say that kishayin yoitzin, when they leave, ain't tuna bracha l'afreya, they don't have to make a bracha achrona? Or kishayin chayzer, when they return, ain't tuna bracha l'achir, they don't have to make a bracha? It's only because they left somebody behind. Avalo yinicha sham zaken echayla. But apparently, if nobody, not a zaken or a chayla, were left behind, that's considered an interruption of their eating experience. Kishayin yoitzin, in that case, when they leave, tuna bracha l'mafreya, they have to make a bracha achrona. Ukishayin chayzin, when they come back, tuna bracha l'chatchil, they have to make another bracha before they continue. Kashler of Chizda. You have a kashler of Chizda. We're speaking about a group engaged in drinking wine, something which is ton bracha bim kaimai. They're well established right here. They have to come back to make the bracha achrona. Still and all, what does the Braisa say? The only way they can avoid this issue, they can sidestep the bracha issue, is they leave somebody behind who will hold on to the su'udah experience, su'udah status for them. But otherwise, nobody left behind. They all ran out to the chasen, and they come back. A new bracha is required. There's a kash on Rav Chizkiya. Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak, man, Tana Kiris, Rabbi Yehuda. Who is the author of this braisa? It's not the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon hold exactly as Rav Chizkiya said. This is Rabbi Yehuda's shita, who holds that even when you are oiker, meaning you are engaged in a meaningful suda experience, which requires a bracha right here, still Rabbi Yehuda says, if you leave the makom, you will have to make another bracha. The only way you can avoid it is by leaving the zaken or chayla behind, in which case the eating experience maintains itself, and when you come back, you simply pick up from where you left off. So it's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Who doesn't differentiate between different types of food items? But according to the Rabbanon, the shita's Rabbanon, which Rav Chisda follows, there is a difference between the two. When it comes to ha'eitz, hadal, mashakel, you leave, you have to start fresh. When it comes to something that has more significance, more chashivas, in that case, the meal is maintained. Even if you leave, you come back and pick up from where you left off. Okay, let's make a quick chazor of today's daf. A very simple daf today. We have two concepts. First, Kiddush Mokam Suda. Rav says, Kiddush and Suda are two independent entities. You hear Kiddush and Shul, that's okay, you're Yotzei, even though you have your Suda at home. Shmuel maintains that Ein Kiddush El Mokam Suda. Suda is very much related to the Kiddush experience. Rashbam gave two reasons, either B'mokam Shata Koyer L'Shabbos, Shamtei Oineg, that the Oineg Shabbos, the Suda of Shabbos, needs to follow the Kiddush. That gives it the Suda Shabbos Chashivas, because it follows the Kiddush, which sets the tone. According to the second Pshat in the Rashbam, it's a Svarah. Being that Kiddush is meant to be done on with wine, wine which is Suda related, has Chashivas, and that's appropriate for the Yayin of Kiddush. The Gemara brought that Rav Huna, Rabba, all hold the same, that Kiddush needs to be Mokam Suda. And Tosfos brings that, Rashbam brings as well, that the halacha l'maaseh is ein kiddush or makom suda. But says the Rashbam, interesting, that a person can make kiddush outside his house. He says, I'm a kaddish l'acherim chutz l'beis, that's okay. Even if you yourself are not going to be yaitze, you're simply doing it on account of this fellow in the nursing home, that's okay. Even though you're not going to eat, but he's going to eat, he's yaitze kiddush, makom suda. And you, when you go home, you make kiddush again, b'makom suda. The second topic was Shini Mokim. Make a bracha in this place and change locations. Of course, when we speak about changing locations, when it comes to this halacha, as well as the halacha of Kiddush Mokim Suda, it needs to be a true change of locations. From house to house, room to room, but not within the same room. So in any case, when it comes to change of locations pertaining to any typical bracha, any hagafen, any eitz, any shahakal, both Rav and Shmuel hold, a Shini Mokim requires a new bracha. Reichen disagrees, and the Gemara says, Tiyufta de Rabbi Echanan, we don't pass on Rabbi Echanan. Rav Chisda told us two things. A Shini Mokim is only if it's a true change of venue, but not within the same room. And the second Chiddush was, it only applies to the food items that don't require their bracha achrayim to be recited at the original Mokim Achila. But if we're speaking about things that bracha achrona needs to be said at the mokam achila, in which case, even if you leave to a different place, you have to come back. It says Rav Chisda, svar lekiva kamahadar. Anything that's going to happen between now and then is considered one continuous kvi, is one continuous eating experience, because you know you're going to have to come back. And therefore, there's no need to make a new bracha. Rav Sheshet disagrees. He says, either way, echazeh vechazeh, a new bracha is required. The Gemara attempted to bring a kasha of chizuk from a brisa, which seemed to tell us that even when it comes to wine drinking, which is certainly something which needs a bracha b'mkaymai, a shini makim would have an effect on it. The Gemara concluded, yeah, that's shita Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that even when it comes to wine or those types of items, a shini makim affects it, and a new bracha is required. But according to shita Rabbanon, that's not so. And if chizuk is following the Rabbanon, who hold, although Shini Mokim requires a new bracha, but now when it comes to items of chashivas, where in any case you head back to the original location to make your bracha achrayna. Be well and much atzlacha.